from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We want to talk about exes today.
You know what? I came across this. I know someone who, her and her partner are no longer together. Maar die foto's van hulle is steeds op sosiale media. So dit is iets wat ek nie regtig verstaan nie. Like, if you break up with someone, do you keep the photos up of you guys, or is the first thing that you do is you erase every trace of that human being from your life?
Joe man?
Well, look, I mean, I think you erase them when you've got someone new in your life. I think that's more for me. It's like, well, if there's no one else who'd feel weird about it, then I wouldn't really bother with it. But then as soon as you've got someone new in your life, then it's like, ah, it's a bit weird now that I'd be like keeping those memories if I've got someone else. So if I stay single, then it's not an issue.
Okay, but now say the thing is, the reason that you are single is because now someone is now going to look through your Instagram and going, oh, it is like a photos. And then all the time they see you with someone else. So it looks like you are still together with this person. So
it also, or it looks like you're not over this person.
Also,
or, number three, it's great advertising because clearly you're a great boyfriend and you take the person to these wonderful places and these great experiences, and it's like, ah, I want to be that lady.
Also, like, if you've been like in a relationship and you guys went to all these amazing places, like, I've been to Mauritius, I'm not taking these photos down.
I was gonna say, if the photos are all like Bali in New York,
you see,
then the Joe Man marketing experience is in full operation.
Okay, so
boyfriend Olympics, you see.
Gold medalist. You must hear Lucille's taking no prisoners here.
Nee, ek delete nog daai selle aan. Alles. No trace.
No stress,
no stress
even. We've broken up. I'm going to sit on the couch. I'm going to pour a glass of wine. I'm going to open your profile. And I'm going to just block, 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 block. Delete, 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 gone. That same evening nogal. Lots of people saying, oh, it's part of my life, you know.
Okay, so I actually think your history is you. So deleting your history is, I don't know, I don't believe in it. So I would just block the viewing rights of past, if you please, so that only I can see it. Nobody else can see it. And obviously, if my partner, fiance, new boyfriend, new girlfriend, whatever the case is, wants to view it and has a problem with it, then we can discuss. And I would, if they would insist, or if they insist I need to delete it, I'll delete it. However, otherwise, it's there for life. It's my history, I think.
I mean, I get that. But I also get the fact that, like, many people wouldn't be okay with the fact that there's still photos of you and your ex all over the socials.
Imagine if it's a profile pic, because you're like, oh my gosh, I look so pretty in this. I am not deleting.
Talking about profile pics, Ruan said this.
Hi, Robin Roz. So I'm usually that guy just chilling in the back when the husband or the wife changes their profile pictures to one of the kids or to one of their pets, you know. I'm just that guy sitting in the back just wondering, weet, is alles all right? Daai nuuskierige ou in die agterkant. Ek wonder altyd, as jy 'n profile picture verander na kat of hond of jou kinders, wonder ek altyd, is alles all right?
Ja, daar's 'n TikTok wat dit doen. It's got this like detective music in the background because the caption is, me at 3 a.m. wondering if this person I barely know has gotten divorced or not. Going through the whole profile and checking.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.